Blog Talk Radio.
It's me, it's the D-O-double-G, the Road Dog, Jesse James, and by my side, as always, is that B-A-double-D-A-double crooked letter badass Billy Gunn. Together we are the New Age Outlaws, and you're listening to the VOC Nation, and if you ain't down with that, we've got two words for you. Suck it.
VOC Nation is one of the longest-running wrestling podcast networks, having started way back in 2010. VOC Nation provides daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with their hosts and guests via phone calls, emails, and Twitter. Archive-free content includes past interviews with huge names like Hulk Hogan, Jesse Ventura, Kurt Angle, Sting, Mick Foley, Joey Styles, Howard Finkel, and so many more. Listen live at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all the podcasts by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. And be sure to follow these guys on Twitter at VOC Nation.
Well, hello once again, everybody. It's another episode of The Morning After. I am Granny Hulkster, along with Rat Boy. How you doing today, Rat Boy?
Oh, I'm doing way okay. When I looked up in the sky, I saw a number, and I went to go play it. And I hope I hit.
Well, that would be awesome if you did. So, let's talk about, last night, lots going on in professional wrestling. I mean, you know, we all heard the talk about, you know, COVID-19, and I noticed that Jon Moxley was not at AEW last night due to COVID-19 issues. And I guess from what Renee Young tweeted late last night, I guess Renee Young has COVID-19 amongst a few other WWE talent and roster.
Right, because Renee Young's got it, Mozzie's got it, okay, and plus one in American Nightmare's got it, but they're not saying which one because they were pulled out yesterday. And what's her name had it twice? Kaylee Braxton, she had it twice already.
Well, it's a sad, sad thing. It's a scary situation. I mean, I wear my mask when I go out in public, you know, and my husband's been off for a few days, you know. Everybody was tested at his job, so they're having everybody stay home from their job. I'm pretty sure that he does not have it because he's not been sick, so he's just waiting for the results back, but, you know, at least he's still getting paid for it. But, you know, just a sad, sad situation. I mean, you know, Wrestling with History last night, Bruce Wirt and Ken Resnick, lots of great topics. I mean, you know, they just felt the need to address some of these things that are taking place in the, you know, in our country right now. And, I mean, you know, it needed to be said. And whether you liked it or didn't like it, you know, everybody has their own opinion. But, you know, check out all the wonderful shows on VOCNation.com. I mean, you know, there's tons and tons of shows to listen to each and every day. I mean, the numbers are just over 65,000 listeners already for the month of June, Rat Boy. You know, we're not even done with June yet. I mean, it's amazing, you know. And the VOC merchandise, I mean, there's 4 shirts out there right now. There's VOC Nation, Brady Hicks in the Room, WCW Retro, and, of course, Killer Ken Resnick shirts out there. Kathy Fitz is going to be getting a shirt out there pretty quick. There's going to be a couple of shirts, you know, don't be red, don't be blue, just be you, you know. You know, that all helps support the VOC Nation and your calls and you listen where you listen to on your favorite podcast, you know, your favorite social media, however you listen to your favorite podcast. I mean, all those numbers count all the time. I mean, and all we need to do is say thank you, thank you, thank you, because without you listeners, these programs wouldn't be happening, Rat Boy, would they?
Nope. It won't be happening.
No.
Because what it is that me and you are the team. We're the legendary team, and we got this show under control.
Well, we do our best when Brady's not able to join us. We do our best. And, you know, fans, I know I haven't been on here as long as Rat Boy and Brady have. But, you know, Brady Hicks asked me if I could start helping out. So, you know, I kind of stepped up to the plate, you know, and I've been helping Rat Boy and Brady. And then the days that Brady can't be here, I kind of you do a little bit more, you know, and everything, and that's fine, you know, that's wonderful. I'm glad I can be of assistance to you all. So
I love you the way you handle things on the mic, on the phone.
Well, I thank you for that, Rat Boy. I do my best. So let's talk about AEW last night. What happened on AEW?
AEW was great. I fell in love with the whole show last night. It started off with Warlow against Lazarus. Okay, that was a good match. See two big guys in a ring for the first time, and what's going to happen is that it was a good match, but now for Firefest, they signed a deal, okay? They signed MJF with Warlord against Jungle Boy and Lazarus.
Oh, wow.
That's going to be a good match. And last night, they broke in the press conference. Cody Rhodes was there, and he started talking. All of a sudden, was Jack Hager at? Where's he at? You know, all of a sudden he steps up on the stage with his wife. His wife, I don't know her name. Okay, threw a glass of water at Cody Rhodes. You know, I said,
are you talking about Jack Hagar's wife?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know her name either.
So. Yeah, I got to find this out. I think she will be around ringside during Firefest.
Oh, I'm sure.
And last night, it was Brody Lee with Coco Cabano versus Bad Boy Joey Janela and Sunny Kiss. That was a good match right there. I fell in love with that match because Joey Janela and that one guy, Sunny Kiss, is good in the ring. Practically, they lost. You know, Coco Cabano got the win, and he felt real good about it, you know. Because Brody Lee said, go on, pin him. And now, what I said yesterday, but FTR versus the American Nightmares, they pulled American Nightmares out. That the SCU win. Christopher Daniels and Frankie.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And that was a heck of a good match.
Wow.
That was one good
match. Yeah, I didn't get the chance to watch it last night. I was going to try to watch it, and something came up, and I couldn't watch it. So, anything on NXT you want to talk about?
Not really, but there was something else here that I want to talk about. The last match of the night of AEW. Chris Jericho and Orange Cassidy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Chris Jericho was putting him down in the ring. Because if you give me those little bumps on my ankles, I'm going to come and get you and all. Orange Cassidy done it a couple times. Right? And all of a sudden, it started into a big war. Okay? With those two. They even took it up to the stands where the fans were. There were fans there. They were fighting right in front of the fans.
Oh, wow.
The fans. You know, they were all the way off to the side. You couldn't even see them until they got up there. But in the long run, you know, who got knocked down? Chris Jericho. He went flying through some guardrails. All of a sudden, they turned the camera to Orange Cassidy. Orange Cassidy put his glasses on and just stood there like a champion. All right, and now NXT. I got nothing on NXT. I was just flipping back and forth, but I think I saw champion versus champion, Keith Lee versus Adam Cole. That's what I seen. That's all I saw. I'm trying to get some updates now, but there's no updates yet. Or nothing.
Well, I know tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern is WCW Retro with the Stro Maestro. We love Papa Stro. You know, old school matches, dream matches. I'm not sure if he's going to have a guest tonight. I didn't see anything listed about any guests tonight, so I'm sure we'll just be talking old school matches, dream matches, just like what we always like to talk about, you know, and always going to be a great time. What other shows?
And Briscoe, the Briscoe and the Big Ace show.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying that West first show back. Okay, they are taking questions. I think you're going to have
really?
Open lines again. Yes.
Wow, that'll be awesome. That'll be awesome.
Yes.
And
for next week, next Wednesday, with WrestleMania History, they're trying to get King David Lane
from Wrestling with Problems.
Wrestling with Problems on the show, so they could talk a little about wrestling.
He was going to try to work on
wrestling
that.
Wrestling politics. I'm going to call it. But
I know he was going to work on that.
I knew David Lane for a long time. You know, since the VOC Nation started, he'd been calling in, and we gave him a show.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we are. If you call in, if we like you. You stick around for a couple of weeks or a couple of months, you might have your own show right here on the VOC Nation. It's like Granny. You know, Granny came on board. And
well,
all of a sudden,
I used to help with a podcast on radio. I was calling in just as a caller. Then I became a guest host. Then I became a host of a 30-minute show. I did that for a while with some wrestling friends of mine. And then I kind of stepped down to do some health issues. But I still helped out, you know, periodically. But I let somebody else take over hosting the podcast. And I'm not so sure that Granny wants to host her own show right now. I got a few irons in the fire that I'm having to take care of right now, you know, in my personal life. And, you know, I'm not sure right now would be a good time for Granny to have her own podcast on VOC Nation. But,
you're hanging out with the best people here.
Well,
you know? The people are on
but
top.
But like they say, never say never because, you know, anything is possible, fans. Anything is possible. I mean, you know, I don't know. Right now, no. Maybe later on. But you know what? I really just enjoy doing what I do with you all. I don't have to host my own show. I don't have to have my own show. I mean, I really don't. I can't even imagine what I would call it if I had one. So, you know, something to think about. But right now, I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen.
I know yesterday I had a text from a friend of mine. He said, you know, you want to make money? You want to come help us out for a while, right? I text him back. I said, no, I love what I do now at 12 o'clock. If you pull me at 12 o'clock, that means I can't do the show. That means I'm staying right here with the show. I told him I can help him on a weekend, and that's it. During a week, I'm busy doing shows.
Yep, that's right.
I'm getting popular again, and that's it. Period. I'm getting popular again. Period. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, wow.
Nobody
in the room this Tuesday. You got to go there and listen to Mickey Knuckles.
Mickey Knuckles' interview. Yeah, that was a great interview. That was.
It was, one of
interview.
The best interviews that Brady put on, you know, with a female.
Yep. Really awesome interview.
Yeah. Go check that out. There's a lot of great stuff. Because there's news there in the wrestling, but we don't want to get into it because I think it's all ridiculous with all these harassment charges. It's ridiculous.
I don't even want to go there. I just don't like to deal with all that negativity, Rat Boy, you know. Just I like
neither.
To stay on the positive
neither.
Side, you know. I like to stay on the positive
side. As what I read earlier, I'm not going to say, it's people that are bringing stuff back from years ago. Come on, leave the past alone. Go to
the
future.
Water under the bridge. That's right. Deal with the present, you know, look ahead towards the future. You know, I just, you know, I live for today because tomorrow's not promised to any of us fans. You know, I mean, we could be here today and gone tomorrow. You know, tomorrow is never promised. So you have to live day by day, one day at a time, you know, just deal with the situation. Do your best job at what you're doing, you know, be kind to people, love people, don't be hateful to people, you know, try to treat people the way you would want to be treated. And I mean, that's what it boils down to, you know. But once again, fans, check out VOCNation.com, check out the wonderful shows, support these local podcasts, because without each and every one of you, these podcasts would not be taking place. So support them. Go to ProWrestlingTees.com. Check out the merchandise. Lots of great merchandise out there. You know, just like I said, we want to thank you all fans for all the support you give to all these shows.
Starting next week, okay, Firefest is going to be for 2 days.
Okay.
Okay. The first week is going to be on a Wednesday, and the following Wednesday is going to be part two of Firefest. Because they're breaking apart.
Okay.
Because it is a 4th of July week and all, and, you know, I just want to say I know the weekend is getting close, the 4th of July getting close. Please don't blow off your hands with firecrackers.
That's right. Be safe. Be safe. So,
be safe, and please, I know it's the holiday week coming up. I'm going to be saying it all next week. Please don't drink and drive, because you never know you're going to get into a car accident.
That's true. You know, and you just have to be so careful out there and stay safe. And Rat Boy, I think that's about it for today, really. I don't think, you know, there's not a lot of news to talk about, and it's kind of a quiet day, and what news there is. I don't want to get into because it's just too much negativity. So I think we're going to call it a day, Rat Boy. But thanks, you know, fans, once again, VOCNation.com. Check out the shows. Check out the merchandise, ProWrestlingTees.com. Support your favorite podcast. You know, as I said, without you all, we couldn't be doing what we're doing. So once again,
hang on, one more.
Rat Boy's got one more thing, as always.
Yeah, I got one more thing. I think we gotta have a caller be calling in pretty soon.
Okay.
Okay. Hang on.
Not today, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Oh, there we go. Oh, Stro! It's Papa Stro. Hello, Papa Stro.
Hey, how are you all doing today?
We're good. Okay. We're good. We were running out of things to talk about, and we were going to end the show a few minutes early, but now that you're here, we're just going to let you close the show out, big boy. So how you doing, my friend?
Oh, great. Just getting things right for WCW Retro tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on VOC Nation. Open forum tonight, so just a little bit of news, dream matches, old school matches, but... Maury, you never know what's going to happen on WCW Retro. It's always a lot of fun. So
that's true. That's very true. That's very
hey,
true.
Hey, Granny.
So.
Granny.
Yes.
Granny. Ask him about the girl in the restaurant about me.
Oh, yeah. You're supposed to tell this story, Stro, about you and Rat Boy. You were in this restaurant, and there was some girl, and he wants you to tell that story.
Oh, yeah, the waitress that Rat Boy was talking to, and she, like, made butter. She made her own butter and everything, and they, like, hit it off, and they're seeing each other, and, oh, man.
Tell her what she got off me.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, they started just talking right in front of us, and I guess you guys exchanged numbers, and... they were going out after that, so
she actually took my futon and my rug, but I signed the futon. I signed it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was kind of I felt like I was in a episode of Matchmaker when it all went down with her and Rapper. Like Chuck Willary.
Hey, Stro, we were talking earlier about, you know, Bruce Wirt is going to try to get David Lane on Wrestling with History next week, you know, from Wrestling with Problems, and we were talking, and Rat Boy was saying, you know, he was calling in as caller, you know, and pretty soon, you know, if they like you, you know, they'll give you your own show, and he says, Granny can have a podcast. And I said, whoa. I said, I'm not so sure about that right now, Rat Boy. I said, I got a lot of irons on the fire. I said, I don't know if Granny's got time to do her own podcast right now.
Well, I can't wait for you guys' shirt to come out. I'm really excited. I saw the preview.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And, you know, and like I told Rat Boy, Stro, I said, even if Granny had her own podcast, I'm not sure what I would title it. So, yeah, maybe not right now, but I don't know. Like the old saying goes, never say never, but probably not right now, fans. So,
if you ever do, please.
If I what? Did we lose you, Stro?
I think we lost her.
I think, well, he's still showing his being on. You still there, Stro?
Hello? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're there.
Me?
Okay. We lost you. So if
no,
I ever
no.
do what?
If you ever
what
get
were you
a
saying
show together, please, if you ever get a show together, let me know. I definitely tune in.
Well, honey, if Granny ever gets a show, you can be my co-host. I mean, you know, I'll make you my co-host.
I'd be honored. Yeah.
I would have you as my co-host, you know. So
that'd be great.
Yeah, I told Rat Boy, I said, Granny used to do her own podcast on Blog Talk Radio for a long time, you know, and then I had to step down due to health issues and somebody else took it over, and then we kind of did away with the show, but it was like a 30-minute show, kind of like this one, but I don't know, you know.
Ooh,
I got to say, but what's that, Rat Boy?
Sometime today, I'm going to Netflix. Because my favorite comedian is going to be on it. Second series of his episodes. It's Fuzzy Galatius.
Oh, wow.
You remember Galatius, don't you? Gabriel Galatius. He was on the Stone Cold Broken Skull statement.
Oh yeah. I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, Fuzzy. The comedian,
yeah.
Fuzzy.
Right.
He's got his episodes out now. Cause I don't watch them yet. Cause I'm busy watching Legend of Tomorrow. I'm mostly all caught up on that.
Like I said, guys, we're almost out of time for today. Once again, Stro, if you're not doing anything tomorrow, feel free to join us tomorrow. We would love to have you on.
Thank
it's
you.
Always a pleasure to have you on, my friend. And
thank you for having me, really.
Support VOC Nation. Support ProWrestlingTees.com. Check out the merchandise. Check out the shows. WCW Retro tonight, 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Always a great time. And, Stro, is there anything else you want to plug real quick, my friend?
Just WCW Retro tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'd love to have y'all. Whoever wants to call in,
okay.
Feel free.
Okay. Well, I guess we're going to call it a day, guys, but join us again tomorrow, and hopefully Brady will be back with us tomorrow, and hope everybody has a great day. Have a safe day. Stay cool. Be careful out there, and we love you guys, and talk to you later.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Hey, this is Total Package. Lex Luger. You're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Check out In the Room.
Every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Cassie Fist, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Haku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into, like, snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Ken Resnick.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airlines cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could have cried?
Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Taylor, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Stadium Journey, the worldwide leader in stadium reviews for the traveling sports fan, is proud to present the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation. Join us as we talk with prominent figures from around the sports world to discuss issues pertaining to sports travel and stadiums around the globe. New episodes air on VOC Nation Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Join Paul Baker, Dave Cartney, Mark Viquez, Dan Calachico, and guests from throughout the sports world on the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro, talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls, and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out, VOCNation.com, WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Yo, this is Jerry Steins of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobs here. You getting ready to get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.